This is On the Ground IPSY on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And as I'm often saying, this is the place where we really focus on that word, community, because, gosh, we would love to do so much more in our community in terms of news. So we eagerly partner up with other great news entities in our community that are willing to share content with us. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Concentrate Media puts on the Ground IPSY. We are the media partner for it. And basically their mission, and Sarah, I'll bumble my way through this and you can correct me, is to bring out great stories from Ypsilanti Township about the people, places, things, just, you know, really driving at trying to do good within our community. Absolutely. Not avoiding the issues, but looking at those people that have a hand out, trying to help others get a hand up in our community.
That's correct.
And that is Sarah Rigg.
Yeah, it's all about solutions. Who's out there looking for solutions to the problems?
All right, so we can find you concentratemedia.com, Concentrate Media on Twitter, and Concentrate A2 everywhere else. We're not sure about Napster or Friendster. We don't know, or I'm not Napster, MySpace or Friendster. Sarah's giving me a look.
I think you might have swapped it around. It's Concentrate A2 on Twitter because of the character limit,
right,
and then Concentrate Media everywhere else. All right,
so we'll fix that part. We'll say it's Concentrate A2 on Twitter and Concentrate Media everywhere else.
That's correct.
And then I'll make another bad joke about we don't know for sure if you're on MySpace or Friendster yet, but we'll get you on there so you can post music to your profile and share it with your MySpace friends.
Okay.
All right. What was the topic of the week?
I went to a conference called Do Something at Riverside Arts Center last Thursday. They had six really inspiring speakers and some pop-up shops and times to talk one-on-one with the speakers afterward. And it's all about doing, making. If you got a side gig or your main gig, you know, how to make it happen. Stop making excuses and do something.
So this is you mentioned, like, you know, makers and side gig people and stuff. What was the, you know, six presentations, how kind of, you know, where did the, was there a vein there? Or was this like typical of our community? It was kind of all over the place, lots of different interests?
They were really varied, from photography to making websites to April Fool's pranks to a all-natural bath and beauty line. It was just a really wide variety of things that people were doing. And most of them were doing it, as you would say, on the side, although some of them didn't like saying as a hobby or on the side, because, I mean, for some of these people, it was pretty equal passion between what they were doing for their day job and what they were doing, quote-unquote, on the side.
You know, I think we've always thought it was acceptable, like, to be an aspiring actor and get a job as a waiter or something. That's not your real job, and nobody bats an eye at that. But talk about somebody doing entrepreneurially this thing they're really passionate about, that they're crafting or that they're really skilled at or talented, and everybody wants to call it a hobby. So maybe let's change hearts and minds with this conference, right? That's the overriding goal. We made a new goal for the conference just now. So do you have people from the conference here with us that can verify that this new goal is so awesome they have to immediately implement it?
I have one of the organizers of the conference, John Esslinger, and I have one of the speakers, Khalid Ibrahim.
Hey, John. Hi, Khalid. Good morning.
How's it going?
And in case you're wondering, Khalid's on the phone with us this morning. So John is the non-phone voice, and Khalid is the phone voice. So, John, thanks for putting this on. Is this a new thing in Ypsilanti?
Yeah. So we have a design studio in Lansing called Do Better. And one of our missions in bringing our studio to Ypsi was to bring creative communities together. And we've been here for about 3 years in total. And in that time, we've met and worked with amazing designers, programmers, artists, photographers all over the place. And one of the things we noticed is a lot of the people we've met with don't know each other themselves. And it seems odd, with the creative community being what it is in Ypsi and even into Ann Arbor and slightly into Detroit, that there aren't many avenues for people to bump into each other or spend some time together and collaborate and listen and, you know, share stories. So the idea of this was to find at least once a year to bring as many of those folks that we know together, and hopefully some that are new to the area, and share awesome stories of people that can hopefully inspire us in this community to do something.
Sure. So let's talk about that notion for a minute. I'm assuming you don't think these people are just hobbyists, that they're actually trying to do something they're really passionate about. So, you know, what kind of people are you meeting? Are these business owners? Are these, you know, they have a second hobby or a talent? I just use that word. See how common it is in the vernacular, you know, that they have this passion, you know, that they're working full time and at night they turn into Batman or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. And I would say there's a spectrum of it. So there's those that are entrepreneurs and work in a business of their own. And, you know, that is a very solitary profession. A lot of the times you don't realize how many people there are that are sharing the same problems that you have. And we bring those people to new entrepreneurs or new hobbyists or whatever that might be. There, you know, we had a pop-up shop of trans apparel. And it was one dude selling 20 shirts, whatever that is, and fairly new to the experience.
Interesting.
But, you know, even though it's a very specific market, you know, across the pop-up shop was Bugsy Sailor selling his UP Supply Company shirts. Been doing it for 10 years almost. And to bring those two perspectives together for them to share some ideas and learnings and things like that.
Well, and business stuff too. I mean, you could be talking about, hey, you know, what supplier do you use? Where do you get your stuff made? And maybe work together on a collaborative deal that saves each other a little cash and coin down the road. I mean, for new businesses, that kind of input is really, really important.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. And, you know, the goal of the conference was also to demystify a lot of the hardships of being able to just start something. And, you know, you don't have to go out and make it perfect right away. And, you know, from the perspectives of the attendees to the speakers to the pop-up shops to whomever it may be, everyone has a different path as to how they started and made it a business or made it a legitimate side hustle, if you will.
Yeah, and how many good ideas have kind of died on the vine because people are just afraid to put that first foot forward? Because, as you say, it seems really overwhelming to go from zero to there's a physical thing I'm putting out into the world. So let's talk to Khaled about that. Hi, Khaled. Good morning.
Hello.
And what was your presentation at the Do Something Conference?
So I was talking about photography and how to use skills from photography and apply them to clinical research protocols. So wear two very different hats.
Yeah.
I'm a clinical researcher at Michigan State University, and I also have a full-time commercial photography studio. And for many years, I've been living these two lives and kind of doing these two full-time jobs in parallel. And last year, I was able to bring them together, and along with Dr. Claire Luz, she is in the College of Human Medicine here, her and I wrote a grant to the Library of Congress, and we proposed using storytelling and photography, like using those two things to better understand a clinical research problem.
Yeah, it's an interesting, and for this community too, I mean, what a great topic, because with U of M and Eastern and our hospital systems here, you know, there's a lot of scholarly research and medical research going on in our community. So great thing to talk about in front of a bunch of people that, you know, within 10 miles of where you're sitting are probably doing a lot of thinking in those terms. It's an interesting path that you bring up too, that you had your full-time gig, you had your day job, and then you had your passion, your talent that was actually born into another full-time commercial business, and then the two have merged. Let's talk about job satisfaction for a minute. Do you feel like, as a artist who is now also integrated this into your quote-unquote professional day job, do you feel like you're a little more happy, a little more satisfied going to work each day?
You know, I was always satisfied going to work each day. But this makes it so that when I go home in the evening, I'm even more satisfied. I think part of my talk was about how we always think about the paradigm we all try to fit into is that everyone does one thing. And I think that's just not realistic. I think that we can use problem-solving skills from all aspects of life and apply them elsewhere. In 2011, I had to make the decision about picking one career or the other. And, I mean, they're both giving me so much joy that I kept them both. So maybe I'm just greedy.
What was your takeaway, Khaled, from sitting in front of the IPSC creative community and really kind of, you know, getting to make new friends and meeting people down here, what did you feel about IPSC? What was your big takeaway?
You know, I was the first speaker of the six, and I didn't know what the audience was going to be like. So I, before going up on stage, I just like walked around and talked to a bunch of people, and I was blown away because I came across students, and I came across, I met a florist, and I came across designers, and I came across people who had heard about this from all different ways. I was really impressed. And at the end of the conference, there was this mingling session at Cultivate, and people were there till the last minute they were supposed to be there. And it just shows how tight of a community it was.
Hey, John, so you did this big thing, and as Khaled said there, that, you know, we were building this sense of community. People were kind of hovering around wanting more and more and more. Was this a success? Was it everything you wanted it to be? Was it more?
For us, it was pretty satisfying, and I think we won't know if it's a success until a lot of these ideas that people have are really or are reality. So for us, that's the goal, and until we can meet with folks like we have in the years prior to this event, and they know each other, and they are putting their ideas into action, as cliche as that sounds, like, it really is the goal for this, is to just inspire people to do something.
So, and there's that, you know, maybe in the part of next year is, hey, we met at last year's conference, and here's the thing we did. You mm-hmm. know, that would be really cool to see that. I mean, from your perspective, I would hope that you'd think it's pretty neat to see that you kind of planted a seed that grew into something.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we value quite a bit, and we hope that this conference helps bring to this community and kind of any community, is really just diversity of thought. And how can we, you know, make ideas, whether they're creative or whether they're practical or whatever that might be, and just have the conversations around them, or introduce new conversations or new ideas to us that are maybe in our own little bubble.
So if we want to learn more about the projects, or, you know, what the progress is on them, or just, you know, get involved somehow with this, because we might have an entrepreneurial streak, or you might be thinking, man, I've been doing this as a side gig or part-time for so long. I really wish I could find a way to jump it to the next level. How do we find you? How do we find Do Something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's dosomethingipsy.com. We're already planning for next year and looking to see what we can do. So you can sign up for newsletters there, get updates, and we're on all the social media gimmicks and social media. dosomethingipsy.at.
But do you have a MySpace page?
I will.
All right. Sarah, thank you so much for bringing these great guests. John and Khaled, thank you so much for your time this morning. And
thank you so much.
Sarah, you said we got plans for next week.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing something about Book Day. It's an annual celebration of Booker T. Washington.
Awesome. We will look forward to talking with you and the guests that you bring next week on the Ground IPSC, because that's what we're all about here, right? Focusing on what makes this community so special and so great, and so happy to hear about the collaborative efforts going on. It sounds like a lot of real interesting minds together in one room are going to come up with some cool things. So that was your takeaway from hanging out at the Do Something Fest?
Yeah, it was really inspirational. So, like, you know, these people, they got two full-time jobs. What's your excuse for not doing your passion on the side, right?
Yeah, Sarah, what's your passion? Yeah.
And it was great because Ivan Cash, who was the keynote speaker, even did a little exercise at the end where he had everybody turn to somebody on your side, and you were supposed to text each other on Sunday to remind that person, hey, you committed to taking the next step on your, you know, whatever your creative wow. thing is. So I thought that was pretty awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much for bringing us. Thanks for sharing it. And we will find more of you and other great stories in and around our community at concentratemedia.com. This is On the Ground IPSC on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.